This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Lots of stuff going on out there, Lee.
Like, yes, there is.
Nearly half of $700 billion worth of homes for sale have gone stale as sellers outnumber buyers by 500,000. You're watching, this is exactly what happened in the real estate crash of 2005. You're watching, it started in Florida back then. It looks like it is now too. Homes in Florida have lost 1.7% of their value. You're seeing some of that in the Greenville area here too. This is one of the strongest housing markets in the country, and yet home values are down. If you started off with a home in the $300,000 to $450,000 range, you're looking at about a $50,000 decrease. In about the last 6 months. So the market is definitely softening up. I mean, you're looking at, and part of it, I think, is people pulling back, but part of it is, 7% mortgage rate.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if it's not so much a supply issue as it is the interest rate issue, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's a big part of it. And as people can't afford the interest rate, sellers are having to bust the price down, and that's continuing to happen. I mean, you go past the big, beautiful bill, this is not going to change. We're not going to have mortgage rates come down. So we're seeing some of the air start to come out of the real estate market. It's going to be really interesting to see where that ends up. And that's not all bad necessarily, because the market's overpriced, I think. I think it's been overpriced for a while.
And all economic things are cyclical to begin with. So.
But that's something that is definitely worth keeping your, keeping your eye on. If you were hoping, maybe you're retiring or something like that, to get your money out of the house, this may be your last chance to do it. In fact, it may actually be passed. So, meanwhile, I don't even get too excited, but the New York Times, Lee, is flipping out. They have heard that Kash Patel is pushing the heads, managers inside the FBI out, is pushing folks inside the FBI out, is using lie detector tests on folks. He is trying to clear out political appointees.
Good.
Yeah. Meanwhile, John Brennan is flipping out. He says he's worried that the Russian laptop hoaxer and liar and conspirator is worrying that the CIA and FBI won't be apolitical under Trump. They'll no longer be principled individuals. You know, like when the heads of all those agencies and their subheads and their middle managers all signed the 51 spies who lie memo saying Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't real.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
Yeah, those folks, yeah.
Right. Unbelievable.
Well, this is what we've been saying for quite some time, that the Trump administration has got to weed out these folks way on down the line, not just the heads of agencies, but it's got to go very deep, because there is a cadre of politically minded, ideologically driven government workers that are not doing what the current administration wants to be done, and what that's what they were elected to do. I mean, that's what the Trump administration was elected to do. President Trump was elected to do. And these folks have an obligation as government employees to follow the edicts of the executive. And if they're not, they need to be gone.
Well, it looks like they're on their way out. New York Times. If you want to read the article, it's called Unease at FBI Intensifies as Patel Ousts Top Officials. Good. So apparently he's begun to go through there firing people. Fantastic. That needs to happen.
Yeah. Hope it happens at the Department of Defense. I hope it happens at the CIA. I hope it happens at the Department of Education, agriculture, energy, everywhere, everywhere. If you're not willing to go along with what the American people voted with, then you need to find another position, another job.
And look, this is just an existential matter of survival, because if we don't clean these places out, the next Republican, maybe it's J.D. Vance who's running for office, maybe it's Marco Rubio, maybe it's who knows who else, they're automatically going to prison. Automatic. Because if you don't clean these people out, that's what they will do. And one of the stories that didn't get a lot of attention, and maybe because there were so many criminal cases against Donald Trump, I mean, 700 years across five cases. One of the things people missed was what happened last summer with Rosemary Collyer, the Trump judge. Remember the classified documents case? They originally wanted it all tried and held in D.C. So they could get Trump that way. They didn't succeed in that. It ended up being sent down to Florida after a whole bunch of legal wrangling. And the only reason Trump's not in prison right now for classified documents fraud and, you know, laundering or whatever they want to call it. Rosemary Collyer, the judge in that case, caught the FBI tampering with the evidence. The only way you could tell what Trump could legally take and what Trump legally couldn't take was the order it was in the boxes. And they swore under oath to the court in their briefings that they had not changed the order of the documents. So this was FBI and DOJ. They did. They got caught and were then forced to admit once again under oath that they had not told the truth. It's called perjury. It's a felony level crime. Well, when that happened last summer, and I was screaming about this, Rosemary Collyer immediately flipped the case on its head and started basically trying the FBI and DOJ. The hearings after that in the summer were not focused on, you know, moving Trump toward his trial date, but were focused on, now tell me again how those documents came to be in that order. Remember the pictures on the floor of the documents as if Trump had scattered them there? Yeah. But he didn't. They did it.
Right.
That wasn't the first time they'd put them out of order. They'd tamper with the evidence and lied about it. Again, that's a felony. People should be in prison for that. They should be going to prison for that. I really hope that somebody will be charged for that. But that's just one example. And that's why you never saw that case come to trial. That was supposed to start. That trial was supposed to start in March of last year. But thank God for that, the legal wrangling of it. I mean, this is who they are and what they will do to frame the next Republican. So this is an existential battle for the future of our country, just to be able to have a nominee who does not go to prison. If we fail to clean out these agencies, that is what will happen. They will be waiting for everyone involved with a set of handcuffs when Trump leaves office. Don't kid yourself that anything has changed there. Oh, Trump won. He defeated him. No, he didn't. Not till he cleans him out. So I'm glad to see this is starting. I'm sure, you know, judges will get involved and tell Trump he can't do it.
Well, of course. That's a daily occurrence, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yep. Texter writes, you coined the term FB lie. Trump came up with the auto pen. Yes, he's now calling Biden the auto pen. Which is fantastic. I truly hope that Dan Bongino and Kash Patel can get the FBI cleaned out. And I think the level at which it has to be done. Here's the problem with it is that when you look at, okay, who has been responsible for the hiring for the last 20 years? James Comey was responsible for a lot of it. Robert Mueller. Those are going to be political appointees inside the FBI. That's going to be who got hired. You're not going to hire good, upstanding people unless they happen to slip through the cracks. Because why? You don't want them around.
You know, you're supposed to follow the evidence, not create the evidence.
I know. And I mean, now we're just finding out stuff overnight. For instance, that the FBI and Mueller's team hid Russiagate documents with special coding in the FBI case management database.
It just keeps getting worse.
Yeah, it does. They used a prohibited access code to make Russia collusion documents invisible. That way, Mueller's dirty Democrat lawyers could hide what's called exculpatory evidence. In other words, evidence that Hillary's campaign made the whole thing up and Trump was innocent.
Stuff that regular lawyers, if they hide from the court or the defense, would be in prison for and lose their license.
Worse yet, we're now finding out that General Flynn, who was forced into a guilty plea, so he didn't want to spend the rest of his life in prison for allegedly lying to the FBI, on one count of false statements, there is evidence inside some of these hidden files that would have exonerated him.
Well, of course, yeah.
That's just breaking from the Federalist. People familiar with the investigation of the Russia collusion hoax told the Federalist that senior officials did not know the FBI case management database, Sentinel, allowed agents to conceal the existence of evidence, nor did anyone from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office mention that documents related to the investigation into the Trump campaign had been rendered invisible by the use of prohibited access coding in Sentinel, even though they knew the Department of Justice was investigating the origins and handling of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. So they are putting, and we don't know what the exculpatory evidence is yet, but they were putting it off limits. They were hiding it in the database. Wow.
Just shaking my head, literally.
Yeah, and you know, and I'll do this in the next segment. I want to draw a line here because Lindsey Graham, as we know, just went to Ukraine, right? And to shake his fist at Russia. Lindsey Graham went to Ukraine along with John McCain and a Democrat, Amy Klobuchar, in December of 2016 to threaten Russia. And he went there as Obama was rolling tanks up to their border and parking them there, over 100 of them. I can't imagine if Russia did that to us in Mexico, how terrifying it was. And you're going to hear Lindsey Graham scream and rage at Russia because Trump has been elected with their help and threaten them with interfering with our democracy, with hacking the DNC server, all things we now know didn't happen. Now, to Russia, what got their attention was not the usual lies of our political class. They're used to that, but the tanks backing them up, which is kind of how we got to where we are today. We'll go back down that road in a minute.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, folks, back in December of 2016, Lindsey Graham was outraged that Donald Trump had been elected. A lot of people forget this history. So outraged that he, John McCain, and Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar flew all the way to Ukraine to shake their fist at Russia and threaten them. They were part of a package delivered by Barack Obama that included over 100 tanks deployed right on Russia's border. How would we like it if Russia deployed tanks on our border, Mexico? Accused us of meddling in their election when it didn't happen. Used that as a pretext to militarize our border and eventually add 6 CIA bases. That's not my reporting. That's the New York Times. How would we feel? It'd be one thing if they did it. They deserve the retaliation. But they didn't. So Barack Obama sent Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Amy Klobuchar to, you know, in tandem with the tanks to the border of Russia. Just a little reminder of how we got here and the lies they told. And when I say lies, I got to wonder, did Lindsey Graham know as he's screaming at Russia for the election of Trump cheating? McCain then is standing by his side, refers to what Russia did in that election as an attack. Hence our attack back, you know, with the tanks. Did they know they were lying? Let me tell you why. Graham and McCain were members of what was called the Gang of Eight. They got the same briefing essentially as the president does. There's 8 members of Congress who always do. And gosh darn, we had known since the summer of 2016, the Russia collusion hoax was fake. There was no hacking. Hillary's campaign made it up. We know now, because we have the memos, that John Brennan, then head of the CIA, went and briefed Barack Obama and Joe Biden in the summer of 2016. Before Trump was ever even elected. And Hillary was really making the Russians mad with her lies about Russia collusion. They hadn't hacked anything. They weren't influencing the election. It was all a lie. By August of 2016, the FBI was informed by the CIA, hey, the Russians are really pissed about this lie. They didn't care, though. It was great. They kept telling it. So when you consider the access to intel that McCain and Graham had, are they lying here? Here they are, threatening Russia. Keep in mind, this is in tandem with tanks being deployed. All because of the attack on democracy. And it would turn out the Russians didn't do. We would later learn out that Trey Gowdy, another hoaxer from that era, other members of the Intel Committee had learned early on in 2017 after Trump took office that the firm that had claimed the DNC server was hacked didn't even actually know if there'd been a hacking. And if there had been a hacking, wasn't even sure who it was by. It was all fake. The tanks weren't, though, which is kind of how we got where we are today.
This is Lindsey Graham
raising his fist in rage to Russia because Trump has been elected.
Going to go back and tell our colleagues what Russia's up to, and we hope to make 2017 a year of offense. We believe that Putin has hacked into our elections in America.
Lie.
That he's trying to undermine democracy all over the world, and it's time for new sanctions to hit him hard as an individual, his energy sector, his banking sector. It is time to push back against Putin.
And we saw it in our own election with the attempt to influence our election.
We will be working for much tougher sanctions against Russia. They attacked the United States of America.
Nope.
The hacking was an attack, and
nope,
we should be treated as such. And we think their financial institutions and other aspects of the Russian economy should be addressed. And we will strongly urge our colleagues to enact more meaningful and stronger sanctions against Russia because of their attack on the United States of America.
Donald Trump's election described as an attack. Do you see how we got to be where we are today with Russia? Do you see why they kind of want a buffer between themselves and us, i.e. NATO? It's easy to forget this stuff, the lies that they told, who Lindsey Graham really is, who these people really are. Fast forward to today, as we watch their nuclear bombers destroyed. Again, those weren't used on Ukraine. Those are for delivering nukes. You notice nobody's talking about this? Everyone went, oh, cool, look at the kabloom over the weekend. Boom, boom, boom. So cool. Attacks thousands of miles inside of Russia. They won't care. Nah, they're used to us attacking them. Because a really weird thing happened over the weekend. There's so many really weird things. Here's the first one. Keith Kellogg, Trump's Ukrainian envoy, goes on TV to all but shove it in Putin's face. Ukraine didn't really do this. This was NATO. I know. You know. We both know. Here's the weird thing that, he's Trump's envoy for Ukraine, that Kellogg said this weekend after the attack inside Russia.
And he considers this a proxy war by NATO as well right now. And frankly, in a way it is. I mean, it's clearly Putin sees that.
He considers this an attack by NATO, and he's talking about Putin there. Does Trump? I don't know. Literally don't know. Because it is getting mighty weird around here. About 2 weeks ago, Trump raged at Vladimir Putin. Why is he randomly bombing people in Ukraine? Why is he killing civilians? He's going on a mad, he's a madman. I've known him for years. I don't understand how he's behaving. Well, a reporter later followed up with Trump and said, do you realize that there have been massive drone strikes inside Russia, including an assassination attempt on Putin's helicopter? This is after Zelensky on May 2nd threatened to assassinate him. Did you know about that? I honestly think Trump's telling the truth here.
Can I follow up on that? A Russian commander reportedly said that Putin was almost caught in the middle of a drone attack from Ukraine. So do you have any...
I haven't heard that, but maybe that would be a reason. I don't know, but I have not heard that.
President Trump, Secretary...
That's the scariest damn thing I've heard in a long time. You didn't know. He doesn't sound like he's lying. When you go watch the video, it's on my feed. I don't think he's lying. So then the most serious attack ever launched by NATO against Putin this weekend. Trump administration tells CBS, we don't know who, it was insiders. Oh, Trump didn't know. No, he didn't know that was planned. Ukraine tells the media, oh, we told Trump. No, we told Trump we were going to do it. Kellogg says, oh, yeah, it's part of our proxy war against Putin. It's NATO's proxy war. Yeah, Putin knows it's us. Putin knows it's NATO. Us is NATO. NATO is us. I mean, it's all our ammo. It's all our drones. It's us. Keith Kellogg takes a victory lap. Yeah, Putin knows it's us, NATO. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doesn't even mention Ukraine. What is going on here? What is going on here? And there are people freaking out over this. On podcasts, not on TV. On TV, this is all but blacked out from Fox News to MSNBC, doesn't matter. Who does he know? If Putin blames us and Kellogg is taking a victory lap, shoving it in his face as Lindsey Graham once did with the tanks on their border based on lies, what form will the retaliation take? And why are intel agencies keeping Trump in the dark? Is he okay with this? Did he know Lindsey Graham was going there? Because if he didn't, that's illegal. That's a violation of the Logan Act. And why isn't Trump weighing in here? Okay.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, here's what's weird. People are beginning to point it out. Nobody's talking about it, which is always a sign we should be. Trump's envoy to Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, I just played you the audio, goes on Fox News this weekend after the attack on the Russian bombers and admits that NATO is fighting a proxy war with Russia and that Putin knows it. Now, here's what's strange. Trump's aides insisted to CBS this weekend that Trump didn't know about the proxy attack on Russia's bombers by NATO and Ukraine. It's almost as if Kellogg wanted Putin to know we did it. Ukraine insists it told Trump before the drones were launched. Somebody's lying. But who and why? If Trump's being kept in the dark by our intel agencies, that's a massive problem because he could march America right into World War III. Or is Trump trying to keep his voters in the dark about an attack on Russia that might, you know, his voters might not like? It's one or the other. Most of the comments when I posted this were, let's just get out of NATO. We don't need World War III. We got too much on our plate right now. I don't know what the truth is. And that's fascinating. I've never seen anything like this. Here's former director of national intelligence, the top spy in the country, also a chief advisor to Donald Trump, Mike Flynn, just one of the many yelling about this.
If Trump did not know that this was happening, for the billions and billions and billions of taxpayer dollars that we give to the United States intelligence community, particularly the CIA, and the billions of dollars that we've been given to, tens of billions we've been given to Ukraine, for us to not know that this was ongoing, that this planning was ongoing, that this attack was going to occur against nuclear-capable bombers, okay? These aren't just some aircraft that are parked that are going to conduct close air support against, you know, frontier targets in the eastern part of the Donbasses of Ukraine. These are nuclear capable bombers. So for us to not know that, for us, our intelligence to not know that. So I don't believe for a second that our intelligence didn't know, not for a second. I do believe that our intelligence community and system and people in it didn't brief Donald Trump, which is really, really dangerous. And it tells you if the president of the United States is now saying, I don't know. I did not know about this. And he clearly didn't know about the assassination attempt that that occurred last week. He said it during one of these hasty press conferences that were that came about during when he departed, I think, Marine One. I mean, he said, I'm not aware. I mean, these are huge, huge issues. If I was Trump, if I was sitting in that situation room right now with the director of the CIA, you know, the director of national intelligence, the secretary of defense.
He goes on and says, I would demand to know what on earth's going on. Yeah, because we're part of NATO. So, I mean, we could be sleepwalking into World War III. Steve Bannon, former advisor to Trump, saying same thing.
Something's very, very, very wrong here. Either number one, if the White House didn't have a heads up, that to me should be, you should condemn this attack today. You should say we're pulling all support today. And you should tell Lindsey Graham, get on a plane here, dude, and get back and stop stirring the pot. We should, if we did not know about it, and let's take that as his face, if they didn't give us a heads up on it, that's dragging us in it. They did a strike 3,000 miles into Russia. As we said last week when Mert said, oh, we got, you know, the ability to hit deep, we got sign of America supports that. There was no verification of that, I don't believe. I never saw any official verification of that.
Wow. Meanwhile, Fox News commentator Rebecca Koffler, she's on there every week, of the Defense Intelligence Agency and the CIA, still got an active security clearance, has been following this with intel she has access to. She can't tell us everything, but what she is telling us is this.
We are no longer in a proxy war with Russia. The United States is now officially in a direct kinetic war with Moscow because of how Russia looks at things. Ukraine has no indigenous capability to execute this tactically brilliant operation that doesn't have satellites. It cannot geolocate these strategic nuclear bombers, right? That those bombers are reserved to wage nuclear war, and Ukraine just attacked them. And that came right after Ukraine tried to assassinate President Putin. Russian President Putin's helicopter, when he was visiting Ukraine, came under a drone attack.
Now, the reason that Fox News puts Rebecca Koffler on is because she still has access to the inside intel. What is she seeing?
The nuclear doctrine of the Russian Federation that Putin actually updated late last year, because he has noticed that we are consistently climbing this escalation ladder. It has a clause of a joint attack. And so they are looking at this attack that it is enabled by the United States. And that is the danger. We are climbing very steadily the escalation ladder, and we're probably, the actual full ladder is classified, so I can't talk about it, but it's my official intelligence assessment that we have climbed up more than 50% at this point. And the danger is here. At first, it goes pretty gradually, but then after you cross a certain threshold, it goes very, very fast into cyber warfare, space warfare, and then all the way into the nuclear. And every single war game that we conducted back in the intelligence community, and we conducted dozens of them, and I led some of the red teams, it ended up in a nuclear war. And guess what? Blue lost and red won.
You want to keep going? I can. Tony Schaefer, same thing. This doesn't get pulled off without the involvement of our intelligence agencies. They absolutely were a part of it. Another Fox News commentator, U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, same thing. How did Trump not know? And if he didn't know, that's a crisis. If he did know, what is he doing? Texter writes, we can't keep poking the bear like a state park tourist trying to get a selfie and expect it will end well. Another texter writes, Tara, just more evidence we still have a shadow government. And finally, texter writes, why do we not pull all of our military generals out of NATO planning and support? Trump may not be able to. No, seriously, in his last administration, he ordered all of our military, all of our guys out of Syria. It took 2 years to get the Pentagon to comply. He may not be able to physically disengage them. We may not have full control over the Pentagon. It's a real possibility. Something strange is going on here. Tony Schaefer's take up next. Do you drink coffee like a legend? I do. I love coffee. New study says people who drink a ton of coffee in midlife might age better. Certainly hope so. Like living past 70 with no major health issues and a working memory. That'd be cool. Researchers tracked 47,000 women, found those who drink up to 7 cups a day. All right, that's a little much. Had 13% better shot at healthy aging. Decaf and tea didn't have the same perks. And cola made things worse. So it's not just the caffeine. It's the delivery system for the caffeine. Just don't go slamming coffee like it's... I think 7 cups would be that. Although 8 ounces is not a lot if they're defining that as a cup. You know what I think somebody... When you drink coffee, you know what I think it is? It fills you up. I can't... Like on Saturday, I will treat myself to 2 coffees. I do it on Sunday too. And I'll find like, wow, I don't have my first, you know, anything to eat till 1 or 2 o'clock. Half the day's gone. I eat very little on those days. And really... helps me to keep my weight down. I don't know. Maybe that then you keep your weight down while you can beat just about anything. You're going to do really well. I don't know what it is, but I love coffee. I do. I'm confused, though, about what's going on with this Russia situation. Folks on the text line, and I asked for your opinion because it's just one of these rare times I don't know. Some folks saying plausible deniability. Trump let them go ahead and bomb Russia, but doesn't want Russia to know, so that Russia will have a hard time responding. And Trump will say, well, I didn't know. I didn't mean to bomb you. Why are you hitting me? Texter writes, we have to vote Lindsey Graham out to prevent World War III. Folks, one of the things I warned you of, because it's what I would do. Do not be surprised if Trump doesn't end up backing billions of dollars for Ukraine, printed and sent over there untracked. Because it's what I'd ask for if I were the senators. They don't want to pass Trump's agenda. They don't. They don't want immigration enforcement. Every one of them is sent there in the Bush era to open the border. They don't want any of it. They'll want to extract something in return. And what it's going to be is Ukraine funding. They're going to want Ukraine funding out of Trump. And they're going to want to continue the hostilities to get the big, beautiful bill passed. Which you notice, all of this is happening just as that bill goes over into the Senate. I've been saying that for a while. Do not be shocked or surprised if Trump doesn't end up signing a bill with billions for Ukraine in it. Just a little prediction. It's just how these guys operate. The most important thing to them for some reason is Ukraine, not Western North Carolina, Ukraine. They want to run the money through Ukraine. They're obsessed with it. But anyway, I've been playing the audio all morning of people just asking the question, how on earth is Trump kept in the dark in this? And if he is kept in the dark, that's a crisis. Here's Lieutenant General Tony Schaefer talking about this. I mean, yet another person going, our intel agencies would have been involved in this targeting. Does Trump have control of them? It's a legitimate question because in the past, he has failed to establish control. Again, not his fault. It is what it is. Here's Tony Schaefer.
Like, there's no way that our intelligence, I'll just be blunt, wasn't somehow included in this. I don't think, now I'll say this, I don't think President Trump knew about it. I don't think Pete Hegseth knew about it. I think this was something that's been in the works for well over a year. I think this is, especially when you look at this.
Yeah, but it could move us up the threat escalation ladder with Russia. I'm not sure what the end game is here. It's going to be fascinating to see, especially since they're not talking about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.